This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. We'll get an idea later this week whether the economic recovery has touched all parts of the economy. On Wednesday, the Census Bureau is out with its yearly report on income and poverty in the United States. And for the first time, the so-called supplemental poverty measure will come out at the same time. Marketplace's Amy Scott tells us what that is and why it matters.
The official poverty measure leaves out a lot, like regional differences in housing and childcare costs and medical expenses. About 5 years ago, the Census Bureau created a supplemental poverty measure to capture the real cost of living.
The idea is that it's a more well-rounded measure of poverty than the official poverty line is.
Mark Rank teaches social work at Washington University. The supplemental measure also includes the benefits families receive, like the earned income tax credit, food stamps, and housing assistance. Elizabeth Lauer Bash with the Center for Law and Social Policy says that measure tells us how anti-poverty programs are working.
They significantly reduce poverty. They don't completely eliminate it, but they make a big dent in it, particularly for families with children.
Lauer Bash says if you look at the supplemental measure without those benefits, 30% of children in 2012 would have been considered poor. Taking the safety net into account, the rate falls to 19%. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.